This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Los Angeles Philharmonic leaves on an 11-day, five-city international tour this weekend. All the usual hotspots, New York, Amsterdam, Paris, London. But the LA Phil is very much not a same-old symphony in both repertoire and style. It's got a reputation as one of the more forward-thinking of the big city orchestras in this country at a time when classical music and orchestras everywhere are trying to keep their footing. Deborah Borda is the woman in charge at the Phil, whose home base is the Walt Disney Concert Hall, about a block and a half, as it happens, from where I'm standing right now. So the other day, we took a quick walk over there to get a tour just as the orchestra was warming up for rehearsal, and then we sat down for a chat.
Wow, this is cool. All right, you know what? It looks smaller from the stage than you'd think.
Okay, so this is center stage, or right at the podium of Walt Disney Concert Hall.
Wow.
It seats 2,232, and when you look around, I bet you can't believe that.
No,
it looks much more intimate.
Yeah.
And that is the way Frank Gehry designed it. It's called vineyard design, and what that means is the orchestra is literally surrounded by the audience, which gives it a very visceral impact. Mm. Now, of course, the crowning glory of the hall is right back here. That's the organ. That now has about close to 6,000 individual pipes. The facade, which is so remarkable, was designed by Frank Gehry. The organ was actually built by Manuel Rosales. So Frank nicknamed the organ the French fries.
It
looks a little bit like French fries. I think it's more beautiful than that, but that's the nickname.
Since I have you, something I've always wondered about this organ. Are there actually pipes in all those French fry-y things coming out?
Oh, yeah, sound actually comes through.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is the stage. The orchestra's coming out. We'll go back out this way.
Deborah Borda is a violist by training. Hasn't played in many a year, though. Her mark has been made in arts administration, and she's been running the business side of the Phil since 2000. So when we got out of the concert hall and back to her office, that's where we started.
This is, for all of its artistic ambition, this is business, and you are running the business. How much of your time, and you are dependent largely on philanthropy, right? How much of your time do you spend out there hustling, basically?
The Los Angeles Philharmonic has the largest budget of any performing arts organization in the United States.
Give me a number, 200 and something million.
$125 million,
okay.
Except for the Metropolitan Opera, which is, of course, bigger, but they have wigs and makeup and elephants and sopranos on the stage. And here's an interesting statistic. Even if we sell out Walt Disney Concert Hall, that covers only 45% of the costs of putting on a concert because we have enormous fixed costs in terms of paying the orchestra, marketing, operating the hall, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So I spend a great deal of time fundraising. That's true. I spend a lot of time also, though, with our board on matters of governance because the board helps us to raise the money. They are tremendously generous. They give a lot of money as well. But I have to say, you know, I remain very close to the artistic product as well.
There's a question to be asked very specifically of you in your job, and that is the importance of star power. Gustavo Dudamel, certainly, but also this building. What kind of competitive advantage is that for you in a very competitive landscape?
You mean competitive in Los Angeles, or in the world?
Because this is a global enterprise here, right?
It is. This is a global enterprise. Well, first of all, I've come to believe that architecture is destiny. When you walk in this hall, one cannot help but to think creatively and think differently. It is also one of the representations of the city.
Yep.
When you come into the airport, into LAX, what is the first thing you see? A big picture of Walt Disney Concert Hall. It's just a place that you want to be and where you know you can experience music. So is that an advantage? It's an advantage for Los Angeles, but it's another kind of advantage in that there is no soloist or conductor in the world that doesn't want to appear on the stage of Walt Disney Concert Hall and conduct the Los Angeles Philharmonic.
What about then Dudamel and what he gives you?
Well, Gustavo is a star of the firmament. I mean, I remember when he first came to the Los Angeles Philharmonic, he made his U.S. debut at the Hollywood Bowl conducting the Philharmonic, and it was just a spontaneous combustion. The orchestra fell in love with him, but so did audiences. And the remarkable, sort of a 1-in-100-year talent was realized by many orchestras throughout the world, and they were pursuing him, and we were too because we knew we wanted him to be our next music director. And eventually, I actually made a trip to Caracas to spend almost 2 weeks there to see if I could get to know him better in his own country.
So what were you looking for then? I mean, because clearly there has to be some chemistry is kind of wrong, but it's not that far off, right? There's got to be something.
Oh, it's magical in that sense. There has to be chemistry between the conductor and the orchestra. And that simply has to exist. And then in addition to that, these are such immense jobs, the music director jobs at big orchestras, because there are so many decisions to be made about repertoire, about personnel. But Gustavo brought another aspect to us. And that is, as we exist in the 21st century, we have always been so focused on the artistic imperative. Yeah. But what he made us realize, because of his background and El Sistema, is that there is also a social imperative. And so what we search for now is, what is the intersection between the artistic imperative and the social imperative? And that's been a fascinating journey.
You've been here 16 years, plus or minus?
16, exactly.
So in another 16 years, whether you're here or not, what does the LA Phil look like?
Oh, the LA Phil, I think it's in our DNA. I think it's in our DNA, this sense of adventure and this sense of innovation. And what I'm pleased about is I think we have designed a business plan and have enough resources so that I don't have worries that in that many years the orchestra will be here. And what I think at that point is, for example, our Youth Orchestra LA, YOLA programs,
they were in the Super Bowl, right?
They played at the Super Bowl, right. But they're throughout the city. And 15 and 20 years from now, that will be our audience. It will reflect our community even more, as this is such a beautifully vibrant and changing community. That's what I hope for this orchestra.
Deborah Borda, thanks very much.
Thank you.